I have a special guest in the studio, Ali Sangalis, here from Roaring Fork Beer Company. Thank you.
Thank you.
For coming in. Good to have you.
You too. There's a lot of action in here today. Everyone seems to be very focused and busy.
Yes. Well, we have quite the project because at Potato Day, as you know, Carbondale's oldest event, KD&K has our CD and record sale. The Record Hop is this year from 9 to 3 at Potato Day, and we will be selling thousands of CDs and records for $1 to $3 each. And we are very, very excited because this is going to be the biggest and best one yet. And that's thanks to donations from a whole bunch of KD&K supporters over the past year. We go through every donation, we process and see what's all the stuff we want to keep. Then we go to our record library and check against our collection. So for example, Dalton O'Connor, a wonderful man from Aspen who passed away last year, his family gave us his basically entire music collection. And our David Bowie selections went from about 15 CDs to about 40.
Oh, wow.
So he was a huge Bowie collector.
Amazing.
He was also a jazz collector, and so we've had entire jazz programs done on KD&K just based on his donation. And so it was really a fun and exciting thing, but also a bit daunting, because for our music department, the volunteer DJs and our staff, Luke and Cody, it means going through and doing a giant purge of the whole record library to make room for the new keepers, at the same time finding lots of duplicates that we can put in the sale. So there are going to be some nuggets.
I see that. Yeah, I will be there. I love records.
So I want to talk to you about a couple of different things that are going on soon. And I want to thank you because it's our fall membership drive. We're asking people to support KD&K. And Roaring Fork Beer, since I got to town, has been one of the most supportive businesses of KD&K. And I want to ask you why. Why do you think KD&K is worth supporting?
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like we do better when we all do better. And so supporting each other in whatever way we can. And we obviously have beer, and you guys do so much for our community. And so it's really important to create those relationships and keep them going. And you guys have been huge supporters of us, always, you know, promoting our events and being there for us. And so we love to be there for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you. And so for listeners at home, if you are not a member of KD&K, the time to join is now, 963-0139. Not only will your donation be matched dollar for dollar by Vintage Ski World, have their big grand opening tonight over on Catherine Store Road. This is the largest seller in the world of authentic vintage ski equipment and snow sports artifacts. Really excited to have them in the Valley and have them supporting KD&K. But the reason you need to join today is that next Wednesday, the 3rd of October, is our thank you shindig. This is the final call by next week to do our fall membership drive. And at that event, Village Smithy, next Wednesday, October 3rd, from 6 to 8, live music with Banjira and food from Village Smithy and Pepino's, there will be a fresh tapped keg of Roaring Fork beer available. Thank you, Ali,
yes,
for that support.
My pleasure.
And it's one of the things we love is that you guys help us thank our members and our DJs. And then, of course, our Halloween party will be the next time that we'll have Roaring Fork beer at a KD&K event. That's Halloween night, Wednesday, October 31st at the 3rd Street Center with the one and only DJ Spooky headlining. Pretty exciting. So meanwhile, we need to talk, Ali, about what you're doing this Sunday. I feel like in the past, when you guys have done your beer dinners, they sell out instantly and people miss their chance.
Yes.
So you're doing this year a little differently.
Yeah. So we have wrapped up our summer and we're starting to get into our fall events. And one of our most anticipated ones is our beer dinner with our friends Slow Groovin', who we've had a close relationship with since the beginning. This year, we're actually doing our dinner in Snowmass to accommodate more seating because it sells out pretty quickly every year. And there's
right?
a big wait list, and some of our friends can't even go. So we decided to move it to Snowmass, more seating. And so I know that seats are filling up quickly, and it is on Sunday. So we're encouraging everyone to go ahead and reserve. But we save all of our kind of our most fun beers, our best seasonals for this dinner. So some things you may have not had yet, some things that have not come out yet, really officially, things like that, so will be on the menu. So it's really special.
And now, is this the time of year that people can start signing up for the Six Pack Club or the Keg Club?
It's coming soon.
Okay.
Our founders, as we call them, they have their party next Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So we have a big big party at Batch for them. They get to sign up first, and then the public will get to sign up the following Wednesday.
Got it.
Yeah, and that is a pretty small amount of public spaces.
Right. Well, so for this Sunday, you're going to be in Snowmass Village at Slow Groovin'. Katie and Kay has just launched our new signal, 99.9 FM for Snowmass, and it's great. Crystal clear from the rodeo up to the village. And last Friday, I went up to make friends with our already existing, you know, friends from Slow Groovin'. But it's the first time that Katie and Kay has DJed at the Snowmass location. And it's a great space. It's really fun and funky and kind of old school and low key. And then it also has great views and a deck and stuff. So it seems like the perfect setting for your Sunday beer dinner.
It is.
And so one last thing. Obviously, we don't talk prices on non-commercial radio, but tell us a little bit about what you get if you do get tickets for the beer dinner. What happens when you show up?
Sure. So there's a reception that starts at 6 o'clock, and that's just like a little, you know, snack and a first course. But there's 5 courses in total, each paired with a beer. Steve and Neil from Slow Groovin' always come to our tasting room and taste every single beer that we have on tap, and they create the menu right there. And it's always perfectly paired. And what is really fun is that it's not a normal barbecue menu. It's nothing that you can get off the menu. It's sort of completely out of the box for them. It gives them a chance to have a little more fun with the menu. So it'll be 5 courses, 5 beers. Our whole staff goes, including our batch bartenders. It's a lot of fun.
Batch on Main Street is closed on Sunday.
Well,
for
we're
the
already
dinner.
Closed on Sundays. Right. But this dinner is normally on a Wednesday, and yes, we shut. We usually shut down. So we're partying.
Well, and so one last thing I want to ask you. I know that you have a lot more events coming up, and Katie and Kay will cover those as well. But tell us a little bit about Mountain Fair, because New Belgium, great brewery out of Fort Collins. They have a very good reputation as an employer and as an environmentally sensitive organization. But there was sort of we reached peak New Belgium in Carbondale, and there was sort of a demand over the past couple of years to mix things up at Mountain Fair. And so I believe that this year at Mountain Fair was the first time that we've had an entirely local beer supply.
It was.
So that must have been a lot of work for you guys.
It was, and you know, we were very prepared for it.
Right.
Every year we sort of we went over our sales, and so we just kept climbing and climbing. And you know, we sat down with Carbondale Arts and Amy Kimberly, and we thought it was time to just sort of be totally locally focused. And we have such a wonderful relationship with Carbondale Arts. So it really made sense. And it was a very friendly, you know, transition.
Sure, of course. Well, and not only was the beer great, but it was also the first Mountain Fair, I believe, with the hard seltzers.
Yes.
So before we go, we do have to keep moving here, Allie, but For those who haven't heard of the hard seltzers yet, for us at the radio booth, you know, we're there for hours and hours and hours on end. It's very hot. And a hard seltzer on ice in a copper cup stays cold in a way that a beer doesn't necessarily when you're out in the sun and your hand is warming it up. So for us, it was very effective.
Good.
But tell us about the hard seltzers.
Yeah. It's a labor of love for our brewers. We actually don't even tell our bartenders how it's made because there's only 6 people in the country that are making hard seltzer.
So it's shh.
Yes. It's okay. Very hush hush. But it's not a beer. It's considered a malt beverage. It's very dry. It's not supposed to be sweet. It's served on ice. It's gluten-free. It's low carb, low sugar. It's 7%, so it sneaks up on you. But it's great. It's super refreshing. You know, it takes care of our gluten-free situation for batch and opens our demographics a little bit more for people that don't necessarily want a beer, but they want to enjoy our space.
And you have some fun fruit combinations.
We do. Yeah. And we're always trying to switch it up. But right now we have grapefruit, ginger, mint on tap at batch.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Allie. And where can people learn more about Roaring Fork Beer and how do they pursue looking into tickets for the beer dinner?
Yes. Call Slow Groovin' Snowmass and make your reservation. And we encourage everyone to stop into batch and try all the fun seasonals that we have on tap.
Well, thank you so much stopping by. And also just thank you so much for supporting Katie and Kay. It really means a lot to us. And folks, you can support us too by calling 963-0139. Get your dollars matched by Vintage Ski World and the next caller at 963-0139 who is 21 and up. I will personally take you for a hard seltzer at Roaring Fork Beer Company's Batch on Main Street. Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.